The next item on tonight's program will be Iqirat by Muhammad Mullah from Maulana Muhammad Obi's class.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنحر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر صدق الله العظيم.
ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله. In these two surahs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in one of the ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْطِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. That here in this dunya, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are undergoing untold difficulties and hardships, but soon a time will come when your Rabb will please you. And some mufassirin explained that this would happen in the akhirah, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will post Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the highest stages of Jannah. But when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received the revelation of this verse and this ayat, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, out of his love and his concern for his ummah, explained that وَاللَّهِ لَا أَرْضَى وَوَاحِدٌ مِّنْ أُمَّتِي فِي النَّارِ, that I will never be pleased as long as a single ummati of mine remains in the fire of Jahannam. That despite Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala posting Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to such a high, to the highest of positions in Jannah, granting him the all forms of enjoyment that one can ever think of and one cannot even think of, but yet Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's love and concern for every single ummati is such that his complete pleasure and happiness will only be achieved when every single ummati has been taken out of the fire of Jahannam and granted entry into Jannah. So how much don't we owe to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for his love and his concern for each one of us. And therefore it is so important that we emulate Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in every aspect of our